Maybe you should use an action. Okay, magician does the people of the read what has been discussed, and then we can go one by one perhaps and add his illusion into that good wish. Okay, so Exa issued a general invitation for the committee to visit the airport. That was one part of it, and then also for the prospect area as well. Then there was the agreement between the city and Exa as well for the relocation of those informal settlements that they said they would provide. And then also the invitation to the Dr. Cancer and Cyclists and the graduating ceremony for those students. And then the study, the PwC economic impact study that they will provide us with. Any other resolutions?
They can provide input into the what you call it? The Rotterdam Schiphol Airport. I don't know about the phrase, but
okay, how about we phrase that in terms of they give us a summary or a overview as to how the Rotterdam Brainport works and the surrounding airport Brainport things and how it could possibly be incorporated in the South African Cape Town Airport context perhaps.
Thank you, Chair. I think from an economic opportunities point of view, we must acknowledge that this is a major investment in the economy of the Western Cape, and I would like to propose that we express our appreciation for AXA creating the potential for further economic growth, because it's really, I believe, an investment that will have a lot of benefits downstream. So that's the first one that I would like to propose, that we acknowledge that this. The second one is that we undertake to monitor the progress of this project and the timelines, which may seem quite ambitious timelines at this point in time, for the construction and the work for the upgrading, etc. But I really believe that this is a key important asset for the Western Cape, and that we should really be supportive of this investment. And then lastly, I would like to propose that we also take an interest into other air fields in the Western Cape. Air transport seems to be a very fast-growing mode of transport, and I believe that there may be more areas in the Western Cape that can benefit from regular flights, even if it's with smaller planes, etc. But we're a vast province, and although we don't always have the density in terms of numbers, I believe that there are other opportunities as well. And for people that regularly need to travel to places even such as Beaufort West, I think a once a day flight with a small airplane could be quite beneficial. I was even wondering whether some members would take up flight training lessons and so on and get their licenses, and then we must expand our rules to provide for the rental of small airplanes. If we pay for Uber, we can certainly pay for other forms of transport as well. Thank you.
Okay, and regarding the appreciation, would the members like me to write a letter to AXA to express the appreciation of the investment, or how, because I'm not sure how we would what do you call it, implement such a resolution on the Marquardt Law.
I wanted to support the proposal, Chair, and indeed I think a letter to them would actually be one of those communicating that, but also in the letter for me also to acknowledge the role played by the city and the local community, because I think real partnerships between, you know, state-owned entities, government and community are very important to change the type of local economies we need. So for me, I think it's important, even in that letter, to recognize that particular, you know, pushing beyond the business as usual approach. So for me, I would support a notion of a letter to them that also encourages them that I think the work that they do is being acknowledged by the committee. And also I just wanted to add, Chair, that I think maybe also we need, because the issue that was raised about the safety or the crime element, I'm not sure if we can, whether we write a letter either to the Premier or the MEC of Safety, just to indicate that this matter was raised to us and we would like for them to do as much as they can, you know, to see to it that whatever intervention they have also consider their safety issues in that area, because we don't want that development to be hamstrung by crime-related issues. So I think it's something that we need to sort of also take up as support to the community next year.
Can I amend that, sir? Also write to the police commission. If, you know, send a copy of that letter, because I think we cannot ignore the important role that South African police service is also playing.
Okay. I would like them to please forward their statistics and numbers on how much they're currently paying ESCOM and statistics in current renewable energy and plans for the incorporation of renewable energy into the airport and their plan, and also perhaps just a summary of their plan for ecotourism in the area, as they've mentioned in the committee. Any other Honourable McKenzie, have you remembered yours yet? Perhaps also just maybe we should just also clearly ask them to also perhaps include us in the invitation to their open days in the community, so that we are then CC'd essentially to make sure that the community then, and then do we get the, for example, we get the advertisements also as they submitted to us.
They have got the link to Chairperson for triggering my brain. I wanted them to keep us updated on the processes going forward on particularly the swath of development. So invitations to the meetings, because it's open process. You know, they also keep us informed on the open days when they finalize the date. And yeah, they're sort of updated on the process going forward.
I'm going to suggest that we then say that they must notify us in advance when they have meetings with the public, when they have their open days and so forth, so that we are able to attend to ensure that we monitor the progress. And we'll accept the invitations that they've given us. Okay. I just wanted to then say then if the resolutions, if everyone agrees with those, there's no objections. If it's possible for us to look at the minutes, please. Okay, so the first document is the 6th of August. If you look at page 1. Is there any changes? Okay, page 2. Any changes? changes. Page 4, any changes? If that is all, if I could have a move for the minutes. Honorable Van der Leef, is that seconded for the minutes? Okay, that's fine. Okay. Then we move to the minutes of the 23rd of August.